A reading from the Gospel of John. After this, Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. It's amazing how it seems that there is never enough of anything. When I was a missionary, it always seemed as if there was never enough to eat. Growing up, it seemed as if there was never enough time to get homework done. Going through Lent this year seemed as if I didn't have enough time to change all the things that I wanted to really look at. When someone young dies tragically, as in the case of the students at Virginia Tech, we think that they didn't have enough time to do all that they could have done. But sometimes, most times, God takes what little we have and makes miracles out of them. Sometimes it's being amazed at what we can accomplish when we put our minds to it. Sometimes it's looking at ourselves, even if it's for a short period of time, and seeing that we can change our hearts. Sometimes it's looking at tragedy and realizing that there is so much more that we can do to inspire and shape each other than we give ourselves credit for. Sometimes it's realizing that all we have to do is love one another just a little bit more, and that the tragedies don't disappear, but they're just a little bit easier to bear because we have one another. God takes a small seed and produces a giant redwood tree. Aren't we so much more? It may seem like there's never enough, but all we have to do is remember to look at what we have and see the potential. There's a lot more than we ever imagined. With each other and with God, there is always enough.